Hey there, folks out in listener land. Do you have a child? Does your child relentlessly mess with your stuff? Does he sometimes get in your sound equipment and turn all the knobs all the way up and then you don't notice it when you record a podcast? Well, I do, and that happened to me. So I apologize for the sound quality on my end on this week's Rancor's Agents of Brothel. Hello, and welcome to Rancor's Agents of Brothel, Season 1, Episode 15, Yes Men. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm your co-host, Flowers, and I'm back!
And you're back. Hey. So we're glad to have you back, sir. Thank you.
I missed such a good episode last week.
Yeah, you did. Damn. And it was a good episode with my wife, too. So, you know, shout out to Natalie of Music to Your Ears here at Follow Networks, putting the FU in funny. but having said that, did you notice one of the things that that Coulson did ask Sif was, so you've been to the other realms? Are any of the other inhabitants blue?
Yes.
And she said Kree.
Yeah, she said right in the middle, like she said it fast too.
Yeah.
Like, so only the nerds were like, oh, she said it. She said it.
So, I mean, but, you know, she does raise a good point. It could be any number of a different species.
Right.
As we will undoubtedly see in the Marvel Universe with the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy. Speaking of which, before we get into this episode, did you see what's happening next week on Tuesday?
Yeah, we could cover that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't mind.
I do not.
Because I think it's the hour before the episode. So,
well, actually, the way it was broadcasted here is there's not going to be an Agents episode. That's going to take the place of it.
Well, we'll have to look at our local TV guides here soon. What occurred tonight, Aaron? What tickled your fancy?
And the episode. Fancy,
you mean your balls.
The whole episode.
You like the whole episode?
Yeah, actually, the most specific was the fight scenes at the end.
Yeah, having May and Ward go at it was pretty cool, but Sif and Lorelei was a fun fight because, like, do you remember Kill Bill Volume 2?
Yes.
When you have the epic, what would be the epic sword battle. But it occurs inside of a trailer.
Yeah.
So there's like a scene where they're in a hallway and they can't even pull their swords out of their sheaths and they just have to fight that way. That was very reminiscent of it this week.
The only thing that would have made it better would have been if Simmons would have got control and opened up that roof again and they both went out.
Yeah.
And fought on the roof. That would have been sweet.
Yeah. I don't think it would be like fighting on the top on the roof of a train, though. I think they would have just died.
I do love, like, since Sif is Asgardian, what she calls different things. Like the airboat
was
the name for the bus.
Sorry about the damage for your airboat.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And, of course, she made the joke, the Phil son of Cole.
Yeah, and, you know, something I brought up with Natalie last week on the show was that, potentially they could... Sif knows Coulson, knows of him, and she knows Thor, so when she goes home, is she going to tell Thor? So immediately they dispelled that by having Coulson say, you know,
please don't tell.
I would like to tell him in person, so, okay.
I like that she grabbed the sword, like, as soon as she saw him, too.
Yeah, like, oh, what manner of trickery is this? And you have to remember, too, you know, who sent Sif to go get Lorelei?
Odin.
And who did you get to see Thor 2?
Yeah.
So, spoilers if you haven't seen Thor 2. Currently, Odin is in captivity, and it's actually Loki on the throne. So, Loki sent her to get Lorelei. Maybe Loki's up to his old tricks again. Maybe he's gathering some of the more shady characters from Asgard. Get a little private army going.
Probably. Maybe he was trying to get what Ward got.
Yeah. Ward got some Asgard. He got some Asgard. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. In his defense, Lorelei, super hot.
Yes.
Very full, pretty lips.
So what did you think about Simmons raising her voice to Coulson?
I thought out of character, but you know what? If there's a time to be a little derelict in your duty... You know, maybe a little disrespectful to an officer. That's the time, because her first duty is as a medical doctor.
Right. Yeah, she's more or less thinking about saving people than helping just the team at that point.
Yeah. However, his points were valid as well. Men died to keep this secret. People aren't going to hesitate to kill, their friends. Now, the big reveal after the credits is that as Coulson is saying this to Skye, as he's saying, we were it was blue alien blood.
Right.
It was an avatar. We find out that May is got the plane bugged and she's listening in on Coulson, and then she leaves a report, an encrypted report for somebody.
Well, she actually kind of planted that egg too, if you don't remember. She told Coulson, well, if you're not gonna tell me, at least tell someone like Skye. And so he went directly to Skye after she mentioned that.
Yeah, and
So
then
she pretty much planned it that whole time.
It's again, it's a red herring. These after credit sequences like this, like that was probably just that's designed to make it look like, oh, May's doing something naughty. She's working for the enemy, and it's really probably just like Fury wants to know when he figures out the truth on his own. Professor X and Wolverine. Professor X is capable of finding all of Wolverine's history, but he thinks that Wolverine has to find it in his own way naturally, because he can't, if he hears it all at once, it'll break him.
Right.
So maybe Fury's, looking out for Coulson, letting him uncover the mystery himself, and then he will fill in the gaps later. Who knows?
Right, and May probably knows a lot more about what she's letting on to Coulson.
I don't know about all that. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, because I'm just thinking that if she knows what he's talking about, then she would have to, that would be give her the chance to tell Fury everything too.
That's true. That's true.
But it might be why May's actually on the plane too, because she's keeping a close eye on Coulson.
Well, I mean, I think she took the plane. I think she took the job because she took the job. They pretty well clarified it in the first episode. She was there for Coulson, and
Right.
I don't know.
We'll find out next episode,
I
whenever
just,
that will
well,
be.
yeah. And so, I was sitting here typing as you said that next episode is not going to be S.H.I.E.L.D. It's going to be this thing, this Marvel Universe, what have you, with our first look at Age of Ultron. Woot. No, it would appear that, yeah, the next episode is called The End of the Beginning, but there is not a release date yet attached, so probably
Oh,
3 weeks.
great.
Or
Great.
another month off, fucking pricks.
We'll see you in September. Part three, or no, part six of season one.
I know, like, we have 8 episodes left in this first season because they picked it up in 22.
I was gonna ask you how many episodes, and we still have eight left.
So,
Wow.
there you go. Anything else to address, dear sir?
No. That's all my notes I had.
All right. Well, hey guys, we really appreciate you listening to us. If you have thoughts on tonight's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., please let us know on the Facebook page, on the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. We'd be more than happy to read your comments on the air here, or just, continue the discussion there. What the fuck is my cat doing? Stop it! Okay, sorry. Breaking the fourth wall. Breaking the fourth wall. So anyway, again, as Stan Lee always says, gentlemen or gentleman, Excelsior.
Excelsior!
Excelsior.